Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, we start with an interesting story with our Lieutenant Governor, former Mayor of Braddock, John Fetterman, who joins us live on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Lieutenant Governor, appreciate you joining us spur of the moment this morning. Thank you.
Sure. My pleasure.
And this conversation is about Twitter and social media. So
yeah.
There are two guys, Sean Guay of Hummelstown, PA, and Jason Lindermuth of Harrisburg, who say they want an apology from you in 7 days or else what? They're suing you because you blocked them on social media. So tell us how this all began, if you would, sir.
Sure. Well, first of all, it started, I posted a picture of my wife in her traditional carnival dancer outfit. You know, my wife has danced, my wife's Brazilian, and she has danced in carnival, and she might go this year. She's figuring it out. And that's all it was. It was just a picture of that. And Mr. Lindermuth proactively tagged my wife. Like, in other words, he tagged her to make sure that she saw it, that she wasn't, quote, making Pennsylvania great, you know, whatever that means. And I responded to that, and I said, she does make Pennsylvania great. Here's why. And I blocked him on my personal Twitter. It's my personal Twitter. And Mr. Guay, I blocked him because he posted a link. He maintains this extremist blog in Harrisburg. He posted a link to one of his posts back in August, this terrible Islamophobic blog post. In response to my picture of to the picture of my wife, like, and all of the disgusting comments it brings from his followers and all this, so I blocked him as a result. Again, on my personal Twitter, I have an official Twitter that's verified, monitored, and no one's blocked. And you can say whatever crazy, awful stuff you want, but you know, he went out of his way to tag my wife. Or what does this Islamophobic blog post from August have anything to do about my wife and her carnival outfit? So I blocked both of them as a result of that, again, on my personal Twitter.
I think it's really important for people to understand that, because as an elected official, and this is something that we don't know exactly where it's going because it's new technology relatively when it comes to elected officials. Can you block somebody if you feel they've crossed the line on your official Twitter? You say you haven't blocked anyone officially, but on your personal Twitter, you blocked these two guys.
Yeah, the only reason you would ever get blocked on my personal Twitter is if you said something malicious about my children, my wife, or my friend, the governor. That's it. And in this case, that's what these two gentlemen did, unsolicited. This wasn't a policy debate. This was one individual tagging my wife to say something mean in response to her picture, and then this other extremist individual posting this terrible post from a link to his post from August that brings all kinds of bigotry and racism and Islamophobia. And I sent your producer all the screenshots so you can see for yourself. And again, this was my personal Twitter, not my official Twitter. And you can see on my page that I have a fully functional, and I have, since the moment I took office as Lieutenant Governor, an official Twitter page.
So they hire an attorney, Mark Scaringi, to represent them, and they say First Amendment right to a healthy public discord on social media has been violated, and they want you to apologize or they're going to sue you.
Well, that's never going to happen. They're the ones that said any of these, both of these things. And the idea that you're entitled to say terrible things on someone's personal social media account is just not accurate. I don't think you should be able to say those kind of things on an official account. But, hey, if you want to, go ahead. You're not going to get blocked. But you certainly are on my personal Twitter if you come at my wife or or my children or anything else.
I don't think it was made clear to a lot of people that it was your personal Twitter, but should you, even on your official Twitter as an elected official, if you feel someone crossed the line, be able to block them as well?
I don't have an opinion. All I can say is I don't. No one's ever blocked on my official Twitter, you know?
So these guys could say whatever they want on your official Twitter, and you're just saying, personally,
absolutely,
I don't want to be associated with that kind of rhetoric.
Exactly. And it's curious, why would they choose to respond in their different ways only to a picture of my wife, you know? It wasn't a discussion on marijuana legalization. It wasn't a discussion on property taxes. It was in response to a picture of my wife. So that's my personal. My wife isn't an elected official. And they said something. One was directed personally at my wife. And the other one was to post this horrible Islamophobic post from 8 months ago that brings all kinds of vitriol and toxicity to it, and I blocked him. So you don't have a right to do that. That's my personal page, and if you want to be dark and weird and creepy, you know, go vent on my official page if that's what you need to do.
So again, personal page, you block them. You're not going to apologize or unblock them, correct?
Correct. And again, I shared screenshots which I hope you can share with your readers on your social media. It's like if you would want this on your personal social media, you know, it's like I have a personal one and I have an official one, and both of them chose to comment on a picture of my wife, and Mr. Guay wasn't even about my wife. He's just trying to promote this far out weird awful theories that brings all kinds of nastiness.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, we appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about it. Thank you for your time this morning.
Okay, my pleasure. Okay, thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.